Welcome to Oriole Park at Camden Yards in Baltimore, for the game between the Chicago White Sox and the Baltimore Orioles. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The left fielder, Tony Phillips. Batting second. The center fielder, Dave Martinez. Batting third. The first baseman, Frank Thomas. Batting fourth. The third baseman, Robin Ventura. Batting fifth. The DH, Harold Baines. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Danny Tartabull. Batting seventh. The catcher, Ron Carcoviche. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Norberto Martin. Batting ninth. The shortstop, Ozzie Guillen. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Wilson Alvarez. For the Baltimore Orioles. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Brady Anderson. Batting second. The second baseman, Billy Ripken. Batting third. The DH, Roberto Alomar. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Rafael Palmeiro. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Bobby Bonilla. Batting sixth. The shortstop, Cal Ripken. Batting seventh. The third baseman, B.J. Surhoff. Batting eighth. The catcher, Chris Hoyles. Batting ninth. The left fielder, Jeffrey Hammonds. Pitching for the Baltimore Orioles, Mike Mussina. And now, play ball. Tony Phillips is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Phillips strikes out. 1 out. Dave Martinez is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Martinez hits a ball on the ground towards short. Ripken fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Frank Thomas is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Thomas strikes out. 2 outs. Robin Ventura is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Ventura hits a fly ball into left field. Hammonds settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Orioles nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Brady Anderson is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 0 strikes. Anderson hits a ball on the ground into right field for a base hit. Billy Ripken is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Ripken hits a ball on the ground towards short. Guillen fields it and throws to second for the out. 1 out. Roberto Alomar is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 0 strikes. Alomar takes first base on ball 4. Ripken moves to second. Rafael Palmeiro is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Palmeiro hits a fly ball into right field, out of the reach of Tartabull. Palmeiro reaches second base with a double. Ripken scores. Alomar goes all the way around to score. It's 2-0, Orioles. Bobby Bonilla is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Bonilla hits a fly ball into right field. Tartabull settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Cal Ripken is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Ripken hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Carcoviche settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Orioles 2, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Harold Baines is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Baines hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Ripken scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Danny Tartabull is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Tartabull hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Mussina fields it and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Ron Carcoviche is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Carcoviche strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Orioles 2, and the White Sox nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. BJ Surhoff is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. Surhoff hits a fly ball into right field, out of the reach of Tartabull. Surhoff reaches second base with a double. Chris Hoyles is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Hoyles hits a ball on the ground towards short. Gielen misplays the ball. That's an error on Gielen. Surhoff moves to third. Jeffrey Hammonds is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. Hammonds hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Martin settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Brady Anderson is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. Anderson is one for one in the game, with a single. Anderson hits a pop-up towards short. Gielen settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Billy Ripken is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. Ripken is 0 for 1 in the game. Ripken hits a fly ball into left field for a base hit. Surhoff scores. Hoyles moves to second. That run is unearned. It's 3-0, Orioles. Roberto Alomar is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Alomar is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk, Alomar strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Orioles 3, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Norberto Martin is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Martin hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Bonilla. Martin reaches second base with a double. Ozzie Gielen is at the plate with a count of two balls and no strikes. Gielen hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Anderson. Gielen reaches second base with a double. Martin scores. It's 3-1, Orioles. Tony Phillips is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Phillips is 0 for 1 in the game. Phillips hits a ball on the ground towards first. Palmeiro scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Phillips for the out. Gielen moves to third. One out. Dave Martinez is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Martinez is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Martinez strikes out. Two outs. Frank Thomas is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. Thomas is 0 for 1 in the game. Thomas hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Gielen scores. It's 3-2, Orioles. Robin Ventura is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Ventura is 0 for 1 in the game. Ventura hits a ball on the ground towards first. Palmeiro scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Ventura for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Orioles 3, and the White Sox 2. The Orioles will come to bat. Rafael Palmeiro is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Palmeiro is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. He's got 2 RBIs. Palmeiro hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 4-2, Orioles. Bobby Bonilla is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Bonilla is 0 for 1 in the game. Bonilla takes first base on ball 4. Cal Ripken is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Ripken is 0 for 1 in the game. Ripken hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 6-2, Orioles. BJ Surhoff is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Surhoff is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Surhoff hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Tartabull. Surhoff reaches second base with a double. Chris Hoyles is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Hoyles is 0 for 1 in the game. Hoyles hits a pop-up towards short. Gielen settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jeffrey Hammonds is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Hammonds is 0 for 1 in the game. Hammond strikes out. Two outs. Brady Anderson is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Anderson is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Anderson hits a fly ball into left field. Phillips settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Orioles 6, and the White Sox 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Harold Baines is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baines is 0-for-1 in the game. Baines hits a line drive into right field. Bonilla picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Bonilla. Baines moves to second. Danny Tartabull is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Tartabull is 0-for-1 in the game. Tartabull hits a long drive deep into left center field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 6-4, Orioles. Ron Carcoviche is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Carcoviche is 0-for-1 in the game. Carcoviche strikes out. One out. Norberto Martin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martin is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Martin hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Ozzie Guillen is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Guillen is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Guillen hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Surhoff settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Tony Phillips is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Phillips is 0-for-2 in the game. Phillips hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Hammonds. Phillips reaches second base with a double. Martin moves to third. Dave Martinez is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Martinez is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Martinez hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Martin scores. Phillips scores. It's White Sox, 6, Orioles, 6. Frank Thomas is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. Thomas is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Thomas hits a ball on the ground into right field for a base hit. Martinez moves to third. Robin Ventura is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. Ventura is 0-for-2 in the game. Ventura hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Bonilla. Ventura reaches second base with a double. Martinez scores. Thomas moves to third. It's 7-6, White Sox. Arthur Rhodes now pitching. Harold Baines is at the plate with a count of three balls and two strikes. Baines is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Baines hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Thomas scores. Ventura scores. It's 9-6, White Sox. Danny Tartabull is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Tartabull is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got two RBIs. Tartabull hits a fly ball into right field, out of the reach of Bonilla. Tartabull reaches second base with a double. Baines goes all the way around to score. It's 10-6, White Sox. Ron Carcoviche is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. Carcoviche is 0-for-2 in the game. Carcoviche hits a line drive towards third. Surhoff reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 10, and the Orioles 6. The Orioles will come to bat. Billy Ripken is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. Ripken is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Ripken hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Martin settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Roberto Alomar is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Alomar is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Alomar hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Carcoviche settles under it and makes the catch for the out. two outs. Rafael Palmeiro is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Palmeiro is 2 for 2 in the game, with a double and a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Palmeiro hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Bobby Bonilla is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Bonilla is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Bonilla hits a fly ball into right field, out of the reach of Tartabull. Bonilla reaches second base with a double. Palmeiro goes all the way around to score. It's 10-7 White Sox. Cal Ripken is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and no strikes. Ripken is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Ripken takes first base on ball 4. Brian Kaiser now pitching. BJ Surhoff is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Surhoff is 2 for 2 in the game, with 2 doubles. Surhoff hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Martin scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 10, and the Orioles 7. The White Sox will come to bat. Norberto Martin is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and no strikes. Martin is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single and a double. Martin hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Ozzie Guillen is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and no strikes. Guillen is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. He's got 1 RBI. Guillen hits a fly ball into left field. Hammond settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tony Phillips is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and no strikes. Phillips is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. Phillips hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Anderson. Phillips reaches second base with a double. Martin moves to third. Dave Martinez is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and no strikes. Martinez is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 2 RBIs. Martinez hits a fly ball into left field. Hammond settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Frank Thomas is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and no strikes. Thomas is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Thomas is walked intentionally. Robin Ventura is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 2 strikes. Ventura is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. He's got 1 RBI. Ventura strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 10, and the Orioles 7. The Orioles will come to bat. Chris Hoyles is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 2 strikes. Hoyles is 0 for 2 in the game. Hoyles strikes out. 1 out. Jeffrey Hammonds is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and no strikes. Hammonds is 0 for 2 in the game. Hammonds bunts towards third. Ventura fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Brady Anderson is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and no strikes. Anderson is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Anderson hits a ball on the ground towards first. Thomas scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Anderson for the out. Hammonds moves to second. 2 outs. Billy Ripken is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and no strikes. Ripken is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Ripken hits a ball on the ground towards short. Guillen scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 10, and the Orioles 7. The White Sox will come to bat. Harold Baines is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and no strikes. Baines is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 2 RBIs. Baines hits a fly ball, foul, into right field. Bonilla settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Danny Tartabull is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and no strikes. Tartabull is 2 for 3 in the game, with a double and a home run. he's got 3 RBIs. Tartabull takes first base on ball 4. Jimmy Haynes now pitching. Ron Carcoviche is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Carcoviche is 0 for 3 in the game. Carcoviche strikes out. 2 outs. Norberto Martin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martin is 3 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles and a double. Martin hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Ripken scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 10, and the Orioles 7. The Orioles will come to bat. Roberto Alomar batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Alomar is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Alomar hits a ball on the ground towards short. Dillon scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Rafael Palmeiro is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Palmeiro is 3 for 3 in the game, with a single, a double, and a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Palmeiro hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Bobby Bonilla is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and no strikes. Bonilla is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Bonilla takes first base on ball 4. Palmeiro moves to second. Matt Karchner now pitching. Cal Ripken is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Ripken is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got 2 RBIs. Ripken hits a fly ball into center field. Martinez settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. B.J. Surhoff is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Surhoff is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 doubles. Surhoff hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Tartabull, who is chasing the ball. Surhoff reaches third base with a triple. Palmeiro scores. Bonilla goes all the way around to score. It's 10-9, White Sox. Chris Hoyles is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Hoyles is 0 for 3 in the game. Hoyles strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 10, and the Orioles 9. The White Sox will come to bat. Ozzie Guillen batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Guillen is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. He's got 1 RBI. Guillen hits a ball on the ground towards third. Surhoff juggles the ball. That's an error on Surhoff. Tony Phillips is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Phillips is 2 for 4 in the game, with 2 doubles. Phillips hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Ripken fields it and throws to second for the out. 1 out. Dave Martinez batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Martinez is 2 for 4 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 2 RBIs. Martinez hits a fly ball into center field. Anderson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Frank Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. There's a wild pitch. Phillips moves to second. Frank Thomas is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Thomas is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Thomas hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. 2 runs are unearned. It's 12-9, White Sox. Robin Ventura is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Ventura is 1 for 4 in the game, with a double. He's got 1 RBI. Ventura hits a ball on the ground towards short. Ripken scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 12, and the Orioles 9. The Orioles will come to bat. Jeffrey Hammonds is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Hammonds is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Hammonds hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Martin settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Brady Anderson is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. Anderson is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Anderson hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Tartabull. Anderson reaches second base with a double. Billy Ripken is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Ripken is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Ripken hits a fly ball for a double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 12, and the Orioles 9. The White Sox will come to bat. Harold Baines is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Baines is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. He's got two RBIs. Baines hits a fly ball into left field, out of the reach of Hammonds. Baines reaches second base with a double. Ray Durham pinch runs for Harold Baines. Danny Tartabull is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Tartabull is 2-for-3 in the game, with a double, a home run, and a walk. He's got three RBIs. Tartabull hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Haynes fields it and throws to second to catch Durham off the bag. Score that a fielder's choice. One out. Darren Lewis pinch runs for Danny Tartabull. Ron Karkoviche is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Karkoviche is 0-for-4 in the game. Karkoviche hits a ball on the ground into right field for a base hit. Lewis moves to third. Norberto Martin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martin is 3-for-4 in the game, with two singles and a double. Martin hits a ball on the ground towards short. Ripken fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 12, and the Orioles 9. The Orioles will come to bat. Darren Lewis now playing center field. Dave Martinez now playing right field. Roberto Alomar is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Alomar is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. Alomar hits a fly ball into left field. Phillips settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Rafael Palmeiro is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. Palmeiro is 4-for-4 in the game, with two singles, a double, and a home run. He's got three RBIs. Palmeiro hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Martin scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bobby Bonilla batting right, is at the plate with a count of two balls and one strike. Bonilla is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double and two walks. He's got one RBI. Bonilla hits a fly ball into right field. Martinez settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 12, and the Orioles 9. The White Sox will come to bat. Jesse Orozco now pitching. Ozzie Guillen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Guillen is 1-for-4 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Guillen hits a fly ball into center field. Anderson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tony Phillips is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. Phillips is 2-for-5 in the game, with two doubles. Phillips strikes out. Two outs. Dave Martinez batting right, is at the plate with a count of three balls and one strike. Martinez is 2-for-5 in the game, with two singles. He's got two RBIs. Martinez takes first base on ball four. Frank Thomas batting right, is at the plate with a count of three balls and one strike. Thomas is 3-for-4 in the game, with two singles, a home run, and a walk. He's got three RBIs. Thomas hits a fly ball into center field. Anderson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 12, and the Orioles 9. The Orioles will come to bat. Roberto Hernandez now pitching. Cal Ripken is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Ripken is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got 2 RBIs. Ripken hits a ball on the ground towards first. Thomas scoops it up and throws to first, with Hernandez covering, for the out. One out. B.J. Surhoff is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Surhoff is 3-for-4 in the game, with 2 doubles and a triple. He's got 2 RBIs. Surhoff hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Martin scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Chris Hoyles is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Hoyles is 0-for-4 in the game. Hoyles hits a pop-up towards short. Dillon settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Chicago White Sox, 12, and Baltimore Orioles, 9. Goodbye from Oriole Park at Camden Yards in Baltimore.